Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Finding Strength in God, was written by Kimya Loader. Soccer player Christian Pulisic faced several injuries that influenced his career. After learning he wouldn't be in the starting lineup of the Champions League semifinals game, he was disappointed, but he described how God had revealed himself to him. As always, I reach out to God and he gives me strength, he said. I feel like I always have someone who's with me. I don't know how I would do any of this without that feeling. Pulisic ultimately made a momentous impact when he was substituted later in the game. He initiated a clever play that led to the game-winning shot and secured their spot in the championship. These experiences taught him a valuable lesson. We can always view our weaknesses as opportunities for God to reveal His immeasurable power. The world teaches us to rely on our own strength when encountering problems. However, biblical wisdom teaches us that God's grace and power give us strength in the most trying circumstances. Therefore, we can move in confidence, recognizing that we never face trials alone. Our weaknesses become opportunities for God to reveal His power, strengthening and supporting us. We can then use our struggles to offer praise to God, giving thanks for His goodness and sharing these encounters with others so they can come to experience His love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being the source of our strength and for guiding us each day. When we're feeling weak, remind us to give our concerns over to you and to trust in you with them. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.